in this bulletin. Novak Djokovic has boarded a plane out of Australia after losing an appeal against his visa cancellation. Australia offers assistance to tsunami-hit Tonga. And in sport, defending champions Algeria have lost 1-0 to Equatorial Guinea in one of the biggest upsets in Africa Cup of Nations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Tennis star Novak Djokovic has left the country after the federal court ruled against his bid to secure a visa, capping days of drama over the country's COVID-19 entry rules and his unvaccinated status. The unanimous ruling by a three-judge federal court bench dealt a final blow to Djokovic's hopes of chasing a record 21st Grand Slam win at the Australian Open that starts today, dismaying his family and supporters. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić has slammed the visa cancellation, but Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia has been open and clear about the decision.
That we have transparent processes, that rules are rules, and there are not convenient exceptions for individuals in this case. These are very important matters of border protection and they're matters that we take very seriously. Both Minister Andrews and Minister Hawke have worked very hard to ensure that the rules have been applied appropriately. In doing so, the Federal Court has affirmed that position.
Djokovic had appealed against Immigration Minister Alex Hawke's use of discretionary powers to cancel his visa. The minister had said Djokovic could be a threat to public order because his presence would encourage anti-vaccination sentiment amidst Australia's worst coronavirus outbreak. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has vowed to give Tonga every possible support after a devastating tsunami hit the Pacific Island nation. Australia will send a P-8 plane to Tonga on Monday to help assess damage in the country. The tsunami caused by an underwater volcano eruption on Saturday has caused severe damage to communications in Tonga, making it difficult to determine how critical infrastructure has fared. Mr. Morrison told Radio 2GB the communication disruption and ash clouds made the situation challenging. National union leaders are holding an emergency meeting today that will determine what action needs to be taken to keep workers safe amid the latest COVID-19 surge and workforce crisis. The meeting will hear from all unions and consider all options to respond to the Omicron variant in light of the latest health advice on limiting the spread. This comes as union leaders urge the federal government to provide the immediate support that working people need, including free RAT tests, clearer definitions of close contacts, and financial aid for businesses and employees affected by staffing shortages. To overseas news now. Former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he's returning to Ukraine to fight treason charges, even though he views them as politically motivated. A prosecutor is alleging Mr. Poroshenko was involved in the sale of large amounts of coal that helped finance Russian-backed separatists in the Donbas in 2014-15. It is the latest in a string of accusations levelled against Mr. Poroshenko since he was defeated by President Volodymyr Zelensky in 2019. The allegations come as Russia has built up troops along the Ukraine border amid fears Moscow may be planning another invasion. Mr. Poroshenko says Russia is behind the allegations.
Putin's scenario is not only the military intervention. Putin's scenario is also to undermine the unity, to disintegrate the country, to use the fifth column to blow from inside stability.
To sport, defending champions Algeria have lost 1-0 to Equatorial Guinea in one of the biggest upsets in Africa Cup of Nations. In other action, Ivory Coast and Algeria were both held to unexpected draws, while Tunisia were the sole favourites to win. Algeria are bottom of Group E going into the final group game against two-time champions Ivory Coast. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy 25. Melbourne, cloudy 23. Hobart, partly cloudy and 24. Canberra, similar conditions 30. Wollongong, also partly cloudy 28. Sydney, much the same and 30. Newcastle, partly cloudy with a top of 30 as well. Brisbane, much the same, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny 34. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.